The most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway. From karts to NASCAR. If it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing Report.
And good morning at 8:06. Happy race day, everybody. What a big weekend of racing all along the Gulf Coast. It's going to be a great show brought to you by Mobile International Speedway with a big night of racing tonight. Five Flag Speedway, which, wow, wait till you hear what happened last night. Sunny South Raceway and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service at Government and Butler Streets in Mobile. Builds our motors and some pretty fast ones. So, who do we have? Tim Bryant standing by again. A great racing action last night at Five Flag Speedway, including a huge pileup in lap one in the Pro Late Model. So we'll find out what exactly happened, who got taken out, and all this, that, and the other. And tonight we'll do it again at MIS. Also, Christine Revito with the Southern Vintage Racing Association. She'll be on to tell us about the upcoming race coming up next Saturday at Sunny South Raceway as they return for their one visit there. It's so cool to see those cars over there. Jay Wells is also scheduled. Now, again, he was overnight working, so he might not make it on. Hopefully he will. From the Bay Area Modifieds, again, he has the weekend off. The next race coming up at Flemington. It's going to be a pretty big race, and we'll talk about how the Modified Series in their first year is doing. Also scheduled to be on the show, but he's got to sleep and race again. Wayne Niedecken Jr. Now, he's going for another huge win tonight at MIS. A good night last night, but he was one of those cars that kind of got in that mix, so we'll find out about it. And NBC Sports, Dustin Long standing by. Kyle Larson starting on the pole in Kentucky, thanks to the rainout. Also, if you haven't heard, Keselowski embarrassed by hitting Dillon last weekend at Daytona. So standing by also, we've got Bomber driver Robert Loper in the mix. He had a night last night, thought he blew his engine. He's got a little relief, and we'll talk to him soon. So, Tim Bryant, again, after about 45 minutes of sleep, how are you, brother?
It's a new day, and we had some great racing last night, but looking forward to another good night of racing tonight.
Well, you know, I think last night when we talk about the racing, one of the big, big moments was Derek Thorne. And for people who didn't know, he had a tremendous accident. That's probably the wrong word, but it just went all over YouTube and everything. Airborne at the 2011 Snowball Derby, and that was near the end of the race. A lot different yesterday.
Well, yeah, for sure. Kind of a surprise entry for last night's event, and it was a one night weekend for these guys. We won't see them at MIS tonight, but Derek Thorne comes from Bakersfield, California, hooks up with Kurt Jett from Jacksonville, Florida, to run. It's a long way to come to run a 20 and a 30 lap feature, but these guys have got some plans for hooking up in the future, and probably looks like it's going to be a team that will be in the Snowflake 100. We are expecting Derek back in 2 weeks for a super late model event with his new team, and that'll be a doubleheader. It'll be a Friday Pensacola, Saturday MIS venture for those guys coming up in 2 weeks. But anyway, Derek Thorne, not a household name in the Gulf Coast area, but if you go to the West Coast, he is the man. I mean, he is a 2013 K&N NASCAR K&N Series champion. I mean, he just wins all the big shows out there. So it's pretty cool to have him here. And, of course, he got things started off right in that first feature.
Yeah.
That last time, sat on the pole and, of course, won the 20-lapper.
He had to earn it because I was told from you, actually, he was there practicing, had some issues, and had to go somewhere to get a new rear end.
You know, they rented the track, again, trying to get this new team gelled Thursday afternoon. And he gets here, he makes five laps, and the rear end breaks in the car. So it's a Grand American Race Cars automobile. So they call Augie Grill, and Augie says, you need a rear end, I have one. So off to Birmingham they went. This was Thursday afternoon. I leave here, I come to MIS for the practice Thursday night, and I get back over here about 11 o'clock, and they're here. They got the rear end in the car. It's on the scales. And, I mean, that's just the way short track racers work. You know, they get the job done and do what has to be done to make the race.
You know, there's a Texan that comes over, Ryan Lucia. He wasn't happy with that first race, got third. He says, well, I think we're a better car. We got some faster cars. Ended up doing a great run the second race. And, boy, he just, when he pulled away, he was gone.
You know, Ryan Lucia is our points leader here at Pensacola. And, of course, he'll be going for two in a row tonight at MIS. And, he's wanting to break that, you know, that streak that Wayne Edekin Jr. has going, and he may be the very guy that can do it. They're a strong race team. Really, it's a kind of a good story. The Lusa family race as a family. It's not a big budget team. They don't come in a a big 18 wheeler. They they have a 24 foot enclosed trailer. They come all the way from Houston, and they work on their stuff. And he's a good driver. So it's one of them feel good stories seeing them guys win.
Well, and you got to feel great as a promoter, because in Victory Lane, when I talked to him, I said, "What is it about this track that has you and your family travel all the way from Texas?" And he says, "It's the Snowball Derby. It's the Snowflake. This is Five Flag Speedway." And he was so disappointed that he couldn't get that checkered flag, and he got that checkered flag again. And in the second race, he was so excited. So, again, it just shows that this track that we're so blessed to have on the Gulf Coast, everyone knows it in the country. I mean, they're coming from California to race, like you said, a 20- and 30-lap race. That's impressive, Tim.
Yeah, well, you're right. And, I mean, a lot of these guys, every race they run here from from March right on through the end of the season is with the first weekend of December in mind. So, we're good with that. And whatever it takes to get them here to put on a show for our fans is what we want to happen.
Well, we saw that in the Faith Chapel Superstocks, again, 1978. Go back a little bit now. Snowball Derby champion, a young guy, some dude from Grand Bay named Dave Mader. Well, he's back again in the Superstocks, and boy, every time he comes out there, love watching him on the restarts. He's so smooth. This is a four-time NASCAR champion, again, running at tracks right here along the Gulf Coast.
Well, you know what? It's no secret. We're challenged a little bit with our Superstock division, but believe it or not, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and Dave Mader is probably responsible for making everybody step up their game in that class. I mean, he's a guy that's a feather in your cap if you can outrun Dave Mader. Last night, nobody did, but I'll tell you what, Todd Jones was all over him the entire race. Randy Thompson has actually got his car going even better. Charlie Skipper Jr. was back from Panama City last night. Gary Sutton, who was the early points leader, tough break. Those guys just can't catch a break. They had a brand new Hamner engine in their car last night and had engine problems in practice. So he went to a Kenny Williams-owned backup car just to try to keep his points together. But anyway, we're going to see some good super stock racing before this year's over. And Dave Mader, may be a bit dominant, but he certainly has got some guys with looking at his target.
Oh yeah. And he says, "I'm not getting any younger." God bless him. Sportsman Race, another great race, and every time that 33 is there, and I love talking to him. Steve Buttrick, he said, "Yeah, they called me the day before the race and said, 'Well, you want to slap some tires on it and go? Let's go have some fun.' And he never works on that car, and look what happens." He had a great run. It was one of the best races, I think, of the night with Brandon Fowler. I mean, these guys were racing up there. Connor Okresic had a great run up there, and he was, for a 13-year-old, he was doing amazing behind that wheel.
I tell you, Brandon Fowler got the early lead. Connor Okresic was right on him, and those guys were putting on a clinic. And Steve Buttrick, in typical Steve Buttrick fashion, was back up, almost a straightaway from these guys. But Steve knows how many laps are in a race. I mean, he don't race every lap like it's the last lap. He knows how much time he's got and how to conserve his car and make sure that he's still good at the end. And he slowly reeled these guys in. He got by Connor for a second, and then he worked Brandon Fowler, and Brandon had a great run going last night. His car was strong, and he slipped one time coming off turn two. All Steve Buttrick needed to take the lead.
And he did, and it was a great run. And it's funny, as soon as the checkered flag comes, you see just all the kids running to that gate, because Steve does something special with that trophy.
Yeah, he does. He always gives his trophy, takes it right up and hands it to a kid in the stands, and it's kind of become his trademark. And I think a lot of kids probably come to the races hoping Steve Buttrick pulls through the gate and gets that win.
Well, the Butler U Pull It Bombers, another great run of show. Eugenio Denmark. He hadn't been in victory lane for a while, but he got there. Robert Lober was right there. He's had two victories of the season as well, and finished runner-up. And John Kevin Merritt, he had a podium finish again. So it's a good run for the Bombers. And again, we brought our car over for Kerner Kafka to run some laps in to save some points as his car's not ready. So it was a great night.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Denmark was hungry for a win, certainly, and Robert Loper's made it extremely difficult for him to get that. And the Mobile guys have certainly challenged the Pensacola guys. We got a little bit of a across the bay rivalry going there, and our Pensacola guys are doing everything they can to try to figure out what they've got to do to knock these guys off. But it didn't happen last night as Geno Denmark scored a win. And I think Robert Loper had some engine problems right there towards the end. And that was unfortunate. But I tell you what, he's just having a great year. And what a driver. And I tell you, you know, we'll look to see. I think B.J. Latham will be in that 88 car tonight. And you throw Matt Jackson in the mix, and we're going to have one heck of a bomber feature tonight. And, oh, by the way, yeah, that 5 car will be there tonight.
Oh, and, yeah, we've, as we say, turned up the wick. We've had an overheating problem the whole season. We found it out thanks to Matt Jackson and even have more power. So I think, honestly, I know I say it every weekend, but I think we're going to surprise some people this weekend. So fingers crossed. Now tell us about tonight.
Well, we like surprises, that's for sure. And it's what the one thing good about short track racing. It's not always predictable, and I think we're going to have some surprises tonight. Our Pro Late model cars, even though there was a crash at the beginning of the race, it didn't. One of the guys that was the most disappointed of all was Brett Holmes, who runs second in the first feature last night, and got taken out in that early crash, and he, was somewhat disgusted after the race, but I tell you, they're chomping at the bit to get to MIS tonight with that 2 car. He's really fast. He hadn't been there before, and he's really looking forward to getting to Mobile for the first time, and he knows the track is fast, and he can't wait to get there. Add in Rick Crawford, who was in the Pressler Brothers 42, had a strong practice Thursday night over there. Elliot Massey in the 4 car. Some guys that we didn't see here last night are sitting waiting over there, for tonight's race. And of course, they're all looking to knock off that yellow 99.
Yeah, it's going to be great racing. Tim, I can't wait. Gates open at 4 for the fans, right?
Gates open at 4. We'll qualify at 5:45 and go racing at 7 p.m.
Awesome. See you there, Tim. And I appreciate you so much being a big part of what we do here at Full Throttle Racing.
Hey, always a pleasure. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Tim Bryant there, and we were talking about Robert Loper, who joins us now on the show. Maybe? Maybe not. Hold on a minute. Gosh, you got to love this phone system. Let's try this. Okay, well, I guess I will get Robert Loper back on here in the next couple of seconds. Actually, I know what he's doing right now, and he's actually working on his race car. So, Robert, stand by. I know you got that motor trying to get it ready for tonight. We'll learn about it. Still to come, so much more with Christina Rovito from the Southern Vintage Racing Association talking about the next race, which is next Saturday at Sunny South Raceway. Also scheduled, Dustin Long with NBC Sports, Wayne Niedecken Jr. and Jay Wells. Lots to cover. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by great sponsors like Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Now, today, as soon as the show's over, we're going to cruise on over to McDonald's. We're going to have the Kane Motorsports number 5 over there, and there's a big event coming up. And from 11 to 2, we'll have the car set up. We're doing a fundraiser for the homeless, and we'll give you all the information here in just a little bit. Now, just a few minutes ago, talking with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway promoter Tim Bryant, and we had a driver that had a great run last night, had some engine problems, and of course I hang up on him, and it's Robert Loper. And Robert, you've been up since like this morning. Actually, hold on, I believe you told me you haven't slept since last night, is that right?
That's right.
Gosh, man, well, you got to get a power nap in before the track, or are you going to make it? Tell us, first of all, how's the Superman car from what happened last night?
It's doing pretty good. We got home late last night and tore it down a little bit and got to looking into it and found the rocker arm fell off and then a push rod, but I think we'll be all right for tonight.
Oh, good, good. So as soon as this interview's over, you're going to bed, right? No, you got to load up. Well, tell us about this amazing year. You know, you helped me build my first race car back in Mobile, the Stinger, and you haven't been able to race for a long time, and you come back with help from Langham Motorsports, and you guys have found a potent mixture. You're right there in the mix, and just you got to be living the dream this year.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Sure, you know, I got to
And they have. And what do you expect to see with the next 4 or 5 races coming up? Now, you're right up there in the mix. You're ahead of me in points. I think you're 4th. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you've got some fast cars up there ahead of you. What's it take? Consistency and me not taking a 4 wide into turn 1, right?
That's right. I'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the sponsors that are helping you out.
Not in Motorsports, Ryan's Muffler, distributor, Andy Bear Photography,
yeah.
And Brandon.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, your phone was cut out just a little bit. And, you know, last race we were there, we had the kids' races, and I think you had one of the more popular cars. Or not kid races, but kids ride along. And you guys do a lot with the kids, too, don't you?
Yes, sir. We're trying to get away from the dance with the cancer teams and all that and help support McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, and you guys are awesome on that stuff, and we appreciate that. Well, I know you've got to get some sleep, but I just had to find out last night. You were so upset, so distraught. I thought you were messing with me. And you said, go try to start it, and you guys got it done. It's always great when it's an easy fix. So we will see you tonight at MIS. You will be a threat for the race tonight, and we wish you good luck, brother. Go get a nap.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
All right, absolutely. Again, Robert Loper just checking in. And, again, I'm excited about this next race coming up Saturday at Sunny South Raceway. It is the Southern Vintage Racing Association. And, again, we've got our good friend and one of the gurus, I'll call her, Christina Rubito, with us. Hey, that's a good one. And you know what? This is going to be a big race because we tried to make it at Five Flag Speedway the other weekend. And we were working on a car till 8 o'clock. And now she's ready, and so are we, and I'm returning back to the track where I won my championship in the Bomber, and I love that track, and I love this class, and tell us about what we're going to expect to see on the bull ring.
Well, it's a lot like Flemington, so the guys don't have to make a lot of changes. Yeah. It's a fast little track. We went up there last year. Was our first race there. We went up there last year, and most of the guys really loved it, had a great time at it, just thought it was a bald race.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to another good show. Yeah. It's fan appreciation night there, night. So all of our drivers have been getting their little hero cards ready and things to give out. They're all geared up and ready to go for it. I think I've made 4 different drivers hero cards in the last 2 days.
Gosh. Well, that's great. Now, this tell me a little bit about the history of how this association started. Because I remember back in the day when I first saw them, when I was announcing a Deep South Speedway, and I've told the story to anyone who asks about this car that I've got. I said, man, I'm going to get one of these things. And I always said it kind of looked like a Legends car on steroids, and that's pretty much what they are. But they're the old-school open-wheel modifieds, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I always get a kick out of, you know, going through, if I scroll through pictures, and I'll find, you know, some of these older cars running in the 50s and the 60s as the modifieds.
Yeah.
And, you know, 1934 bodies. And they just, I love them. But they've been in this area for a while, but the association was started about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Just to try to, you know, get more cars out there, try to get more attention to the class and bring more cars out. And, you know, we just started out to say, let's see what happened. We had 6 cars, and now we're up to 20-something.
That's awesome.
If I could get them all at the track at one time, that'd be great.
Yeah, that happens. I understand that. Now, you guys had, as far as this year, you and Ben Spears have had a pretty good run so far. Obviously, winning again, a sweep. Oh, no, he didn't win at Five Flags. Where did he place?
He placed second to Chris Bayhigh.
That's right. Bayhigh was the spoiler, which, by the way, saw him last night just cruising through the pits over there. Maybe he's looking for an asphalt ride to just kind of play with as well off those off weekends.
Well, he can pretty much pull a ride anywhere he wants to, I think, with his reputation as a driver.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, there's no shame in taking a second to Bayhigh.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at that with his experience and his track record.
Now, I have a lot of fans that ask us all the time, well, where do you find these cars? How can you get them? There's actually a few of them out there for sale now, and actually some pretty good prices. And that's one thing with this class. You'll see, if you want to go and, you know, you can't say you save money while racing. It just don't go together. But it is amazing that the cost factor is really, as far as it goes, not as expensive as some other classes, and the speed is there in these cars.
It is. I think people misunderstand that. I mean, it's a fast car for a fairly decent price, and there's 3 of them off the top of my head that are for sale right now. Craig Crugley and Chris Bayhigh, they're turning them out over at the Triple V race car shop. If you want one, Scooter Grice, Josh Goodwin, they do them. Freddie McCall and Flemington Tradition Race Cars, they make them.
They're
easy to find. You can go to our website, southernvintageracing.org, go to our classifieds page, and they're listed there, all the people that make them, and then the ones that are for sale right now.
Yeah, and the thing is the points have actually been a pretty good run so far. Can you run down the points and how the drivers are doing?
Oh, yeah, well, Chris Bayhigh, leading the points.
Yeah.
I think he's won more races than anybody. Craig Crosley's right behind him. Jay Dotson, who was our Rookie of the Year last year, he's a third. Kenny Tarter is in fourth, and Kenny, he's a fun one to watch. You just got to go out there and watch Kenny. He's just a gritty guy, just the nicest guy you'd meet. Stuart Wilson's bringing up fifth, and then our new Rookie of the Year this year, Randy Pack, who drives the 53 car over at Northwest Florida Speedway. He's running for Rookie of the Year this year, and he's doing a great job.
Oh, that's awesome. And so it's not hard to find the cars, and obviously we're going to have a big show. And what's cool about this for the drivers, just for showing up at Sunny South Raceway for starting, they're getting $100 just for pulling over there. And a lot of these guys, I mean, you got to think, Alabama's past MIS, about another 7 or 8 miles, but a lot of these association cars are from the Florida area.
Right, and we try to make it so it's affordable for them to go. I mean, we want them to go. This one, you know, these are about the show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the fans over there, they haven't seen these cars. When we went last year, they were just glued to the fence the whole time.
Yeah.
So for Fan Appreciation Night, it's huge. So we were able to work with Wayne and Debbie, who are just fantastic people, and get a payout where everybody's guaranteed $100 just to show.
Yeah, and again, they're excited to have us back. I talked to them last night at Five Flag Speedway, so it's always great to check in with you. I'm sorry it's so early. I know they're talking about we're playing around with the idea of maybe moving the show to 9 or 10 o'clock, so some of us racers at Friday could actually get a little extra sleep in, but we'll see. We'll see. That would help out, right? Hey, good luck. Enjoy the off weekend. Tell Ben I'm coming for him at Sunny South, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Absolutely. Again, Christina with the Southern Racing Vintage Racing Association. Those guys are amazing, and it's such a fun class and a good organization. A lot of those guys do stuff like we do with the childhood cancer. And today, like we mentioned, at McDonald's, we're going to be there from 11 to 2, right after the show, for Project Hope, raising awareness and donations. Come see the GT Mustang Club of Mobile. They'll be out there, and of course, obviously, our Kane Motorsports race car will be there. You can sit in, get a picture made, and ask some questions. And how cool is this? The NFL Gentle Giant DJ Fluker will be there. You can get pictures made with him as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And McDonald's, these guys are such a great sponsor for what we do with childhood cancer and everything else. They are going to actually give proceeds from 11 to 3, a big percentage of the donation towards a cause. So you can stand back, think about it for just a minute. And again, if you've ever known somebody, you've pulled off on the interstate, these homeless folks, they need food. They work on it. Not everyone's just, you know, riding the system, if you will. These folks are the folks that we're going to help today. And you get a chance to sit in tonight's winning race car at MIS. How about that? Okay, that might not be true, but anyway. So come see us. It's going to be a lot of fun today at McDonald's, and we've still got so much to continue on the show, including scheduled Wayne Niedecken Jr., Dustin Long with NBC Sports, and Jay Wells with the Bay Area Modifieds. Hang on. It's all coming up. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5 and later podcast at usfdracing.org. That's the team's website, and that's United States Fire Department Racing. We joined together, I think it's the fourth year that we've been there with Kannapolis, North Carolina, and this race team brings awareness for funds for volunteer fire departments. So if you're in volunteer fire department around the Gulf Coast, there's about 4 or 5 cars that we can bring to any kind of event you have. So still to come, Dustin Long with NBC Sports. Again, if you haven't heard, Kyle Larson starts on the pole for Kentucky due to the rain out, and another vehicle rips down a catch fence, this time at Kentucky, 2 weeks in a row. Some people were calling for changes to the cars they tested. We'll find out more about that. And again, Brad Keselowski embarrassed by hitting Dylan at Daytona after they destroyed that car, and he just had nowhere to go. We'll learn more about that story. So, you know, like we mentioned, we're excited about what's going on today over at Mobile International Speedway. This is a big race, because all the guys have really been working on their cars quite a bit, and I've got one of the guys that's actually probably the guy that's going to be the one to beat in the bomber class, and it's my teammate, Matt Jackson. And Matt, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kane.
Hey, good to have you on here, man. It has been a banner year for you guys. Well, for us. and can you tell me a little bit about the, you know, as you're leading the points, you've got a couple fast cars behind you. You've got, obviously, that 88, and you've got Loper coming. And how about Tommy Blocker in the 71?
Man, I tell you, Tommy has been huge this year. You know what I mean? He stayed up front. You know, he's been consistent. You know, he stayed out of trouble, you know. So, and that's a big thing, you know. That's what's hard to do, especially in our class, because it does get a little rough. It's staying out of trouble. So, but congratulations to him so far on this year. Man, he's doing outstanding.
What is it about you and the mix that you found this year? Because there's something that you have got that no other driver seems to have been able to find. And obviously it shows with the wins that you've had, your podium finishes, and leading the champion points with, what, 5 races left to go?
Yeah, you know, we just, we just found, you know, we found something over the Derby last year, and we just, you know, we've pretty much kept it the same all year. I mean, honestly, you know, we've really done nothing but, you know, when we check over the car, just go over it and nut and bolt it, you know, and check stuff. There's really been not been any changes to it. We've just been fortunate that it stayed.
Yeah. Well, and you had an interesting start to racing because you haven't always been an oval guy. How did you get started off? Mud bogging, right?
Yeah, well, we started racing the lawnmowers.
Then
we went on in the mud bogging. We did that, you know, for a good long while. We dabbled in drag racing, and we wound up here, and this is by far our favorite.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's family enjoys it, yeah, you know, more than anything, and that's really why I'm there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I mean, the speed's cool, but also when the family digs it, that also helps.
Tonight,
you know, your dad just private messaged me, Mike Jackson. Cal Ripken's 7-year-olds, the Alabama State champions, are going to be there tonight. The racetrack and the coaches are going to give their team out there, so that's pretty cool. And that's what it means about family. You know what I'm saying? You've got all these families that come out. What would you tell a family that has not been out to the racetrack at Mobile International Speedway? I know you've got the movies out, and there's so many different things going on, Blue Angels flying today, but what would you tell someone who's not been out to Mobile about tonight?
Well, I mean, you know, bring your kids out tonight if you can, or, you know, another night, and just let them experience this. It's a, you know, Tim Ryan and them provide a family atmosphere, mm-hmm. you know. It's always something involving the kids. You know, we have drivers that give away their trophies out the stands. We have, you know, we do the kids ride-alongs. You know, it's kids involved in every event, seems like. You know, they plug them in somewhere, and they really enjoy this, you know. You know, just bring them out and let them have a good time with us and see what it's all about. You know, you can't just let them sit around, you know, and, you know,
Matt, I don't know what happened. Are you in the toilet? Hey, there he is.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I know what you're doing right now. You're loading up a brand new hot rod you got, didn't you?
Yeah, we're loading it up right now.
So, but we're not going to tell you what it is, and let's just say this. You might see it tonight at the track. Okay, cat's out of the bag. But, hey, man, I just wanted to say good morning again to you. Can't wait to have you. You're a great teammate, a great friend, and you help out with everything that we do at Kane Motorsports, from the kids to the sponsor events. And it's been an honor to chase your bumper, but I'm coming for you.
Brother, we've had a good time this year. It's an honor to us, too.
All right,
thanks,
awesome.
Bro.
Go get your new hot rod put in there.
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go again. Now, that's Kane Motorsports teammate Matt Jackson. And another teammate of ours last night at Five Flag Speedway just didn't have the night that he was expecting. God bless him. There's Johnny Green, who just is, he bought a super stock. And you heard Tim Bryant earlier saying how the rules are going to, you know, kind of been fluctuating, and they're trying to build that class up. Well, he took this over to Wayne Niedecken Jr.'s house, and that shop has put it in and made it a pro late model. And for his debut last night, he had a great run, but again, coming out of the first lap, come out, and it just was about three or four cars, and I talked to him and see what happened. He started in the back. He wanted to kind of save himself and learn how to drive it, he says, and he said pretty much he zigged where he should have zagged. You know, there's a big accident, four cars involved, and he did slap the wall pretty hard, got some damage, but there's something that you got to love about Johnny Green. It doesn't matter, and he's a lot like Nathan Ingersoll in the dirt. Doesn't matter if he's had a bad day, whether he won, whether he lost, he always has a smile on his face. And that is so cool. He's doing a lot with our childhood cancer organizations. We'll be taking a family out on his Intimidator Charters boat. And this is the time to go fishing. You need to check him out online. So still to come, we've got Dustin Long with NBC Sports. And again, we want to go through really quick just some of the tracks and what they're going to be doing. Deep South Speedway tonight has their regular show. And looks like they're going to be throwing $1,000 to the first place winner to the class with the highest count. So we wish them good luck tonight at Deep South Speedway, Highway I-10 and 59 here in Locksley. Also, just regular flow of traffic. Am I doing traffic reports now? I shift gears. Over there at Southern Raceway tonight, they have got the fireworks plus six-pack shootout with the Vintage and Pure Stock. A lot of cars are going to be there tonight, so you can check them out. Flemington Speedway also in action. Sunny South Raceway off this weekend, so they can go race at Mobile. And keep your eyes out for Connor O'Kresick. Again, in that sportsman car, he's going to be one of the guys to beat, obviously. But again, Red Dog Lou Bobby Reynolds. He's got his hot rod. He's leading the championship. And the best part about this is I've talked to him, and he said, you know, I have raced for years here at Mobile. I haven't won a championship yet. I've got a lot of seconds, and this just might be his year. So if you're looking for something to do tonight, I think we got you covered. Hang on, NBC Sports, Dustin Long next with Everything NASCAR. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, brought to you by amazing sponsors. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway. We'll have the Kane Motorsports Hot Rod out there, or both of them, with Matt Jackson. Thank you for coming on the show there. Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service right there at Government and Butler. Dewey, good morning. He's already at the shop working on motors, so you know he knows what he's doing there. Still to come, again, Dustin Long standing by with NBC Sports, but I want to real quick just go through some of the sponsors that help us with Kane Motorsports. Again, today, as soon as we get out of here, heading over to McDonald's for that fundraiser. It's for Project Hope, raising awareness and donations for homeless. You'll have the GT Mustang Club out there, Arcane Motorsports car, and also NFL giant DJ Fluker will be there for pictures. So from 11 to 3, that McDonald's is going to be giving a huge portion of what money has come in to the homeless and for Project Hope. So just a great thing. Come out and see us before we head to the track. Thank you, McDonald's. Also, Pull Apart. For every top five we get, I got to pick up checks. We get another $100 that we get to local families for the Kane Warrior Kids. So we're excited to have them on. Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovering. We mentioned Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Build a Hot Rod Motor for us. BA Motorsports, Titan Race Cars. Donald Crocker at D&T Automotive. Again, has got our transmissions looking fine. And ABC Designs get the car looking good. USFD Racing, Fallsack Tires and Bob's Speed Shop. McDonald Muffler, Metro Glass Mobile, Alabama Teen Challenge. All those folks are on the show and also on the cars. So we're excited. Now, Dustin Long comes in with NBC Sports, and another catch fence down. People complain and say, we got to change the cars. We got to change the trucks. And what are you seeing in Kentucky? Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I mean, it's, you know, obviously they're making changes this weekend for this for tonight's Sprint Cup race to enhance the racing. Obviously, there are also questions about, you know, what's happened the last couple of weeks with the vehicles getting to the catch fence, what can be done with that. So certainly a lot of questions in regards to that. But when you look at tonight's race, a different aero package, trying to enhance the passing, trying to create a little bit more action. Kentucky Speedway is a track that among the mile and a half does not have a great record in how many lead changes there are in races, and there hasn't been a lead change in the last 10 laps of a Sprint Cup race since they've been coming to Kentucky Speedway in 2011. So we'll see if some of the changes help. Now, the thing you have to remember when you watch tonight's race on NBCSN is that the rule change they came up with for this particular race came so late that Goodyear didn't have time to come up with a different tire. So, I mean, this tire still works with this package, but it doesn't work as well as a different tire could be. Basically, what they did is they took away downforce, and normally you want to be able to get that back with the tire with mechanical grip. Because this tire was not, they didn't have enough time to create that type of tire. It just makes the handling of the car a lot tougher for the driver. And again, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, people say these are supposed to be the best drivers around, and they shouldn't have it easy. Now, the same package will be used at Darlington for the Southern 500 in September, and Goodyear's done a tire test there, and they will have a tire that is perfectly matched for that race. But for this race, you know, between the bumps, between the looseness of the cars, drivers are going to have their hands full. And again, you know, in some sense, maybe that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, it's been entertaining, not entertaining, but it's been cool to see how these tracks have been honoring Jeff Gordon for his final appearances. Something about whiskey? What happened in Kentucky yesterday?
Well, I got, you know, Jeff has his wine.
Yeah.
And basically what they did is they got the four top distillers in Kentucky and all gave them a large amount of bourbon. So Jeff will be prepared for his retirement party for he and his best friends when it finally happens, because he'll have plenty of bourbon to go with it.
How does he look there? I mean, in what with these final tracks coming up, is there a track that you think that, hey, he might get his final victory at?
Well, you know, again, he's been struggling on the mile and a half, and he's talked about that. And so, you know, this is the final mile and a half race before the chase begins. Obviously, there are a couple 2-mile tracks, so there's some things that can kind of carry over. So I think this is going to be an interesting race to see what happens. I mean, he has some limited track time. I think for him, you know, maybe this package works out. We'll see what happens. But, you know, where I'm kind of interested in seeing what he does is like in Indianapolis, because he's had so much success there. That race is coming up in a couple of weeks, and typically Hendrick Motorsports really brings strong equipment there. But if he hasn't won by Indianapolis, then you start to wonder, where is he going to get that win this season, or where is he going to get that win before the chase? Because remember, you know, as of right now, there's 10 different drivers who have won, who are locked in, who are in a chase eligible spot. Then you've got Kyle Busch, who's won, but he's got to get into the top 30 in points.
Now,
he does. That's 11 different winners. That means that then there's only 5 spots open for non-winners. Last year, there were only 3 spots that went to non-winners into the chase. So Jeff's kind of, I think he's like a second highest in points among the non-winners right now, but if he has a couple of bad races and slips back, you have a couple of guys win that haven't won, and it's not Jeff, then suddenly Jeff could be, you know, on the edge there of whether he makes the chase in his final year. Now, if he goes out and wins, then it's a moot point. But I'm going to be really interested to see what happens, not only tonight, but these next few weeks, to see how Jeff does and where he can get that win.
Well, you mentioned Kyle Busch, not 100% yet. One of the coolest things I've seen on YouTube this week is a new video he put together with his wife and some of the team. And he's a big fan of a certain movie with Tom Cruise that has something to do with NASCAR, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's where he got the nickname Rowdy from, that he puts up on the vehicle, especially the truck, and he's driven the truck that kind of had that Days of Thunder paint scheme of the 51 vehicle that Rowdy drove. But yeah, it's with his sponsor M&M. They did their version of Days of Thunder.
That's
with
awesome.
Him. Like I said, his wife, Karan, and Joe Gibbs, and crew chief Adam Stevens, and then there was some other support videos with it, including a blooper reel. That was entertaining to some degree. There's no doubt about that.
Let me ask you: 100th start for Danica Patrick. Is this a milestone, because it's the first time a female's reached this milestone? Patrick's 6 top 10 finishes, the most all time among female drivers. What is her current condition for the end of the year, and what is she looking at for next year? There's all sorts of speculation, but what does it look like? I mean, does she have a ride? I'm sure she'll find a ride. What's the story?
Well, again, it's trying to find sponsorship and negotiating a sponsor and bringing a sponsor to Stuart Haas Racing. You know, talks are ongoing. That the executive of Stuart Haas Racing talked with our Nate Ryan a couple weeks back and said that, you know, they were negotiating moving toward, you know, being able to re-sign her. But again, it's going to take, you know, got to have sponsorship. And I know that her group is involved with trying to secure that, along with the Stuart Haas group. So, you know, I guess you answer your question: if she doesn't remain at Stuart Haas Racing, where does she go?
Yeah,
there's no room at Joe Gibbs Racing. There's no room at Hendrick Motorsports. You know, does she go to Roush Fenway Racing? Would she want to go to Roush Fenway Racing at this point? You know, again, Ricky Stenhouse is there, but we'll also look at the performance of the cars, some things like that. So we'll see how it plays out. I think the expectation at this point is that she would remain at Stuart Haas Racing. But, you know, again, and if she goes, then there's an opening there. So what does Stuart Haas do? Who do they grab? And that certainly could create a trickle effect to the garage, and that if she goes somewhere else, then, you know, Stuart Haas will have to bring in somebody. That is, you know, even though she hasn't had the performance as much as others, going to Stuart Haas Racing, the success they've had, that is a premier ride that there'd be a lot of interest in, and that suddenly could create a lot of movement among drivers, and that could create a whole new, you know, driver shuffle that people maybe didn't anticipate.
Silly season already. What happened in the truck race? How did that truck get launched in the air? Can you tell us again how this happened 2 weeks in a row? And it's racing.
Well, it was race. Ben Kennedy, and it was, you know, with about five laps left or so of the race, and you know, he made contact with the truck. He and another truck made contact. Yeah. It turned him toward the wall, and as he was getting turned toward the wall and hit the wall, John West Townley was on his outside, and John West Townley had nowhere to go. Yeah. No fault of John West Townley. And hit him, and it kind of launched the car up, launched the truck up, and it got on top of the safer barrier. Now, the fencing is behind the safer barrier, so the car was kind of, the part of the car was riding on the safer barrier, and then as it was moving closer to the catch fence, it caught the catch fence, damaged a couple of poles, and then just kind of rode along that. So that's a case where you have an impact that causes the start of an accident. You have second impact that launches a vehicle. And again, that's what happened with Austin Dillon. Is there was an incident in front of him, gets turned, and then gets hit and again a launch. And so it's a second impact. And that's one of the challenges in NASCAR is dealing with these multiple impacts.
Yeah.
You know, if a vehicle spins on its own, that's what the roof flaps are for, to keep the vehicle grounded. But when you get a second impact and it happens in a quick fashion, then there are times where, you know, the roof flaps can't be as effective or aren't going to be as effective. And I think you saw cases like that. I think the question becomes, when you look at this, and there was, you know, according to officials at Kentucky Speedway, there were no fans injured by any type of debris. I don't know if there was a whole lot of debris that actually got through the fence, because it wasn't as devastating as the Austin Dillon crash.
Right.
But I think the question is, do you start to look at moving fans further back from the surf, from the racing, from the fence? And Daytona had done that previously,
right,
as part of this renovation. Do tracks have to look at doing more of it?
Well, Dusty, I know we can find you at NASCARTalk.NBCSports.com. How do we keep track of you at the track even better?
Just on Twitter, and it's at Dustin Long. You can also look up on Facebook on my journalist page. Just go look for Dustin Long, and I've got a bunch of racing stuff up there as well.
All right. I appreciate you so much for coming on the show, and as always, it's great to hear you. Checks in the mail.
There you go.
All right. Dustin Long again with NBC Sports does such a great job, and we're so honored and thankful to have him. And I've got one special listener that's not with me this morning, and that's my mom. She's in the hospital with ICU with my stepdad, who fell a couple days ago, and he's got bleeding on the brain, and they did not expect him to make it through the night last night. And so that's where we're at with that. And I ask you all as radio listeners to pray for me and my family. It's going to be very difficult because they're in Indiana. And I'm about 900 miles away. So, again, if you guys don't mind, we sure would love a prayers for you guys. It's going to be a very difficult night tonight. But we're so thankful for everything that all of our fans have already said to us. And hopefully everything will go.